bless each and every one. We do give you all a very warm welcome into our service at Omega Ministries this evening. And I just trust the Lord's blessing you wherever you're tuned in from the night. God bless those tuned in from Belfast, from Ballymoney direction, Glengormley, and all over the country here, and anyone from another country. Some people watch this at later dates. And the Lord bless you all that's tuned in this evening. I want to pray for Sister Carol McDonald after the service this morning when she went back home. She had a little accident out the back of the house and fell on the step and injured her shoulder. So we want to pray for the Lord's touch. And I would say to you, you know, there's a Sister Margaret that I met in Switzerland many, many years ago. And when anything went wrong, she would get a hold of me and she would say, "Brother Tom, we need to pray." And I would say, "What's wrong, sister?" And she said, "It's just another attack of the enemy." And when we prayed, the Lord would bless and the Lord would move. And we want to pray this evening that Sister Carl, that the Lord will touch our Sister Carl this evening. Praise God. You also want to continue from the message this morning. I understand that when people try to go on to their web page from the church one, it doesn't seem to work so well. And Matthew's looking into that. And the messages will be put up eventually on the church page. We appreciate Brother Matthew for doing that. Maybe everyone can't listen in because of that. But I trust you can hear the word of God this evening. I preached this morning on the last days, and I want to continue tonight. I want to take a word that has been misunderstood this evening, just to explain a little bit about it, where it actually comes from in the Bible. Some people say it's not in the Bible, but it is. Maybe not written exactly that way, but it means that from it. So we want to look at that briefly this evening, and we want to pray for Sister Carol also. Our Sister Eiling's doing really well from our little operation. We praise God for our Sister Eiling and all the family over there in the hills of Drumara out that way. The Lord bless you all this evening. And we're praying also for Sister Eiling's own sister and family that lost the husband recently, that God will still comfort them and bless them and strengthen them tonight. Let's bow our heads, and if you have a request this morning, this evening, just give me a thumbs up or a signal, and I'll pray with you tonight that God will bless you and meet your needs this evening. God bless you. God bless you all this evening. Praise God. Father in heaven, we thank you that you're only a prayer away. Lord, just the thought of it, that you're actually closer than the very breath we breathe. You're our life, Lord, and our life is to be hid in thee. We thank you tonight again for the precious gift of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God's wrapped gift. We bless thee this evening for thy richest mercies and thy grace. Father, I pray you'll touch the hearts and the minds and the lives of men and women tuned in tonight. I do earnestly plead your blood over my life and over this service and over all that's near and dear to us this evening. I plead the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Where sin did abound, we thank you that grace did much more abound. Lord, we know that every one of us was condemned to death, but Jesus Christ on the cross took our place. We accept that tonight, and we're privileged that you are our Father and we are your children, because we've accepted you and your Spirit within us now crieth, Abba, Father. Lord, I pray for Sister Carol McDonald. Touch that shoulder in the name of Jesus Christ. May everything be well. May she recover, Lord, in the name of the Lord. Pray also for precious Sister Eiling and her own sister and the children. Lord, you know their hearts and their bereavement. Lord, I'm asking you'll comfort them and save every one of them. And keep them safe, Lord, and cover them with your blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, Lord, for my wee nephew. And Lord, we know that you're a healer. You are a healer. You're every bit a savior and you're every bit a healer. And we claim your healing. And those that need it tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us with your word. Help your people. Strengthen them in these evil days. Give us a fresh vision. We know you have visited this generation with a mighty visitation of the Spirit of Elijah. Lord, we know it to be absolutely the truth. Help us to recognize our day and the message you have already sent. Lord, you promise in Zechariah, there shall be light at the evening time. We know we're living at the evening time. The midnight cry has went forth. Lord, help us to have our lamps trimmed and burning and filled with oil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I need the Holy Ghost, but I do take it by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you that you do undertake for me in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all this evening. Please forgive me tonight if I'm a little emotional. The Lord bless you all tonight. God bless each one. I want to read from Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24, we read it this morning. I want to read it again. Matthew 24, verse 37. Then I might read from Matthew 23, verse 3. And I want to show you a little word that's misunderstood greatly. People that use it so much miss the meaning of it. And other people that hear it, and because of this word, they want nothing to do with it. But there is a truth in the word. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now I want you to know this evening that that word in your King James Bible called coming is actually translated as parousia. And I know a lot of people say that word's not in the Bible, but it is. That's what that word means, translated parousia, which means the coming. The parousia is presence, the presence of someone coming, the arrival of a great king. That's what it means, his coming, his arrival. And I believe we're living in the last days at the arrival, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming again for his people. Now I know a lot of people take that word and they make many things around it. I'm not here to do that. I don't agree with all of that stuff, what people's made out of it, but I believe the word coming does mean parousia, his presence. That's the Greek meaning of that word. The word also comes from, if you go back in your Bible, till chapter 24, verse 3, and he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now the Christ means anointed one. And I believe we're living in a generation where there's so many preachers today on the internet and across the world, and they claim they are anointed. They are saying, I am Christ, I am anointed. Christ means anointed one. And many of them are anointed, you couldn't deny, but they're anointed. But yet many things with their preaching is absolutely unscriptural and false teaching. So therefore, if you were to go on a quickening and an anointing alone, then and you cannot do that and lay the truth aside. Many false Christs shall arise. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you know why they'll deceive many? We saw this morning, they are scoffers. They will bring in strong delusions and damnable heresies, that many will depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits. When a man comes in, and maybe he performs signs, wonders, and miracles, and we believe in that, but remember Matthew 7, they could do all that, and yet they were lost. And they do many things, but if they deny the word of God, someone's wrong. And when a man tells you that there is other ways to heaven other than the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that man is an apostate. I don't care what he claims, or if he can pull the stars out of the heavens, or if you claim he's anointed, I don't care. If he does not preach according to the law and the prophets, my Bible says there is no light in him at all. He's false. And when a well-known minister goes on live television and says in front of an audience that there is other ways to God rather than Jesus, you know he is absolutely false. My Bible is clear. Your Bible is clear. Jesus Christ is the one and only way to God. There is only one way to God from the path of sin. That is God's provided way. And let me say this clear. God has only one provided way ever. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ is that one and only provided way. There's not two ways. Jesus Christ said, I am the door. By me ye may enter in. By me. Not any other way. Buddha, Muhammad, I don't care how good they were. Their bodies is laying in a grave. But the body of Jesus Christ is not laying in a grave. But God on the third day raised Christ from the dead. Jesus himself actually said, I have power to lay my life down and I have power to take it up again. I believe what C.H. Spurgeon said, he is both God and man. He is actually the God-man. He is God, manifested in flesh. Isaiah 9 verse 6, praise God, to destroy the works of the devil. So we see that Jesus warns them, for many shall come in my name, say I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars, rumors of wars, see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Praise God. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilence, earthquakes, and divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Now when you look and study the word of God, that beginning of sorrows is the birth pains. Birth pains. Birth pangs. Those of you that know about the end time message know what birth pangs are and birth pains. And birth pains, when a woman is in travail and she's going to have a baby, when it comes time for her to have that baby, she begins to have the birth pains, the birth pangs, and that baby is getting ready to be birthed. And this world is going through the birth pains because Jesus Christ is coming again. He's coming again for a people, for a bride that has made herself ready. Hallelujah. With the lamps trimmed and burning, the midnight cry went forth. Go ye out to meet him. Hallelujah. Now they asked Jesus three questions. The first one, when shall these things be? The second one, what shall be the sign of thy coming, which means parousia, his actual coming. Now when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to catch us away, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, He's not sending somebody else, but the Bible says the Lord himself shall descend, come down from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels and the trump of God. It is the Lord himself. He's not sending someone else. So this word parousia means the Lord himself, his actual real presence is coming to take his people. Hallelujah. The third question, what shall be the sign of the consummation of the age? Now, listen to this word for a moment. Maybe you've never heard of this word before, and that's all right. You can study it in your Bible if you have a study Bible. Coming presence from the Greek word parousia. This is the first of 24 occurrences of this important word in the Bible. 24 times this word coming interprets as parousia. 24 times. The papyri show that from the Ptolemaic period down to the 2nd century AD, the word is traced in the East as a technical expression of the arrival or a visit of a king or an imperial. That's what the word means. The arrival of a king or an imperial, also of other persons in authority or troops. So this is what it means, the arrival. It is not there for a New Testament word, as some suppose. The end of the world, that's not what it means. The end of the saltelelea. Saltelelea, meeting together of all, that marks the consummation of the age. It's the telos, actual end of the world. It doesn't mean that. It is something before that, where the Lord is going to gather his people, and he's going to take them off this earth. And the thing you need for the rapture is not a new doctrine, but you need the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a seal of God. When you're sealed by the Holy Spirit, you cannot be lost. For the Bible says in Ephesians, you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Now that's just a little introduction. I don't want to spend too much time on that little word, but I thought I'd mention it. You can study it more at home. I don't go with all what some people bring out of it, but there is a bit of truth in the word, and we thank the Lord for that truth. Praise God. As there was faithful warnings in the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, 2 Peter 2 verse 5. For 120 years, he prepared an ark to the saving of his soul, his life, where Hebrews 11 tells us, and preparing that ark, through the preparing of the ark, he condemned the world. He condemned the world in preparing of the ark. That's what the Bible says. Hebrews 11, 7 says, by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen, moved with fear, and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became the heir of righteousness by faith. Every board put in the ark was a note of warning that judgment was coming. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. There's never been a time in the history of the church when the coming of Christ is so genuinely believed and preached as now. Now you might know that, but there's people in America offering it. There's lots of churches today know about the coming of the Lord, and they're preaching it. The cry, behold the bridegroom cometh, Matthew 25 verse 6, being heard by the waiting virgins. Now let's just read that, Matthew 25 and verse 6 for a moment. Let me just read you that little scripture. Matthew 25 verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. God does not want you to stay in some denominational broken cistern, but he wants you to come out and come in to Jesus Christ. Come out and come into Christ, and then you will hear the voice. Come up. Come out. Come in. Come up. We're not staying here. This world is not our home. We're leaving this place called planet Earth. And we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump of God, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going to get glorified bodies. And we're going to go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's called the rapture of the church. Hallelujah. Or the catching away of the saints. Praise God. Now listen, as they were overtaken with sudden and a universal surprise in the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. They knew not until the flood came and took them. It came suddenly, unexpectedly. Look at verse 39 of Matthew 24. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. That's what it says. They didn't know about it till it was too late. They were marrying, giving in marriage until they entered into the ark and the Lord had shut the door. Now when you study that word, now I know some people might not understand these scriptures. That's why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a minister that rightly divideth the word of God. This, they were marrying and giving in marriage until Noah entered into the ark, means they were marrying several times over. Marriage was counted as nothing. Look, we know that mistakes can be made in this life, but I believe there's mercy with the Lord. And I would say to anybody that's ever been in that case, that's made a mistake, go on with the grace of God. You can't change it. The Lord loves you. Go on with the things of God. Don't make that mistake again. Go on with God. Praise God. I believe that. But they were marrying, giving in marriage. And you know, today in our world, marriage is counted as nothing. And the sin I mentioned this morning, I won't go into the Sodom and Gomorrah side tonight, but I did mention it this morning and about the abortions, that I give some numbers this morning. I don't want to go back into it tonight. They believed not the testimony of Noah. The habits and sins of the society remained unchanged and unrepentant. And we here in Northern Ireland know there's people in the government in this country, and they never repented. They never were sorry for the crimes, the murders, and the things they're involved in. They never, they said, they try to justify it. But you can never justify a murder or sin. You cannot justify it. You have to repent of it. That's the Bible. Except they repent, they can't see God. No whoremonger, no adulterer, no effeminate, no unclean thing, the Bible says in Revelations, will enter the kingdom of God. That's why we need to be blood washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, let's look what Paul said briefly. Paul said some of us were fornicators. Some of us were adulterers. There's nobody saying that we weren't guilty. We were guilty. All of us were guilty of some sin. But we came to repentance. We acknowledged our condition. And we came to Jesus Christ, which can remedy our condition. And we can be born again by the Spirit of God. And the precious blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. Hebrews 11:6, this is what the Lord's looking for when he comes. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you seeking the Lord? Are you seeking the Lord today? God wants people that will seek him. Praise God. Now, as all who entered into the ark in the days of Noah were saved, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The Lord said, come thine, all thy house, into the ark. Genesis 7, verse 1. Noah and all his house were saved. Saved in the ark. Praise God. Noah and his family obeyed the call. Then the Lord shut him in. And he was kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. 1 Peter 1, verse 5. So shall it be when the Son of Man cometh, caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. All who are now in the kingdom of God's dear Son shall be taken away from the judgment of God's. This judgment's going to fall on the disobedient, on the unbelieving. They that are in Christ at his coming. That's Your word proves you with him. He comes himself. His arrival, where he comes. Now, I know people say it's already happened. I'm not going to get into that and argue about it tonight. That's another whole thing. I don't want to do that. But I believe there is certain things that's happened. The appearing foreruns, the second coming. I believe that. I believe we've saw an appearing of Christ which foreruns the second coming of Christ. But the second coming of Christ has not happened yet. We are waiting on the second coming of Christ. On the second coming of Christ will be the rapture or catching away of the bride of Jesus Christ. And you will come under Romans 8 verse 1. There is now no condemnation, judgment to them which are in Christ Jesus. You do not need to go through a tribulation till sort you out. Have your blood washed and filled with the Holy Spirit, you're not under condemnation. Jesus Christ took your condemnation. Jesus Christ took your judgment on the cross of Calvary. When you go, it will be a judgment unto a reward, not a condemnation. For those that are in Christ Jesus cannot be condemned. That's the Bible. And don't try to tell me they can be, for that breaks the scripture. And don't mix up the foolish virgin with the wise. They're two different groups. The foolish virgin doesn't have the oil. The foolish virgin is not ready for the second coming of the Lord. But the wise are. They're their lamps trimmed and their lamps filled with fresh oil. Get the oil. You can't get the oil by joining a church. You can't get the oil by shaking the minister's hand. The oil is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's not been preached the way it should be preached. But it is absolutely the Bible truth. And the apostles preached it. And we must preach it the way they preached it. Who's it for? Who's the Holy Spirit for? Romans 2 verse 39. For the promise is unto you, to your children, to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You cannot come except God called you. No man can come unto me except my Father draweth him, and no man can know me save to him whom the Son will reveal him. Hallelujah. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ, absolutely. And it's God's grace that gives you, opens your eyes and brings you in. Just as Lot was taken out of Sodom before the deluge of fire came, he that hath this hope purifieth himself. That is absolutely the word of God. Now I'm coming to close. Just a few more moments. As all outside the ark were visited with judgment in the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The flood came and swept them all away. Verse 39 tells us that the flood came and swept them all away. Let's read it. Matthew 24, verse 39. Or when Matthew 24, verse 39. And know not until the flood came and took them all away, so also the coming of the Son of Man will be. I tell you, when the rapture goes, when the bride of Jesus Christ is taken away, the tribulation like this world's never seen is coming in. The Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. It's going to be a time. You think things are bad now. You have seen nothing compared to what's coming on this earth when the tribulation sets into this world for those that's turned down the gospel of Christ. Now I know there's people going to come out of that tribulation, a number that no man could number, robed in white. I believe that. But my friend, this evening, why chance it? Why wait? Be filled with the Spirit. Be walking with God now so that you can be like Enoch, the seventh from Adam. And this is a seventh church age, that you can walk with God now and be raptured and taken away and miss the tribulation period and go straight in to the presence of the Lord for a wonderful honeymoon time on the marriage supper of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The ark as a means of salvation was beyond their reach whenever the door was shut. Their day of opportunity was gone. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Selah, which means pause. Think of this here. Tribulation. Anguish. Look with me for a moment at the book of Romans. Romans 2 and verse 9. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, Acts, Epistles, Romans. Romans chapter 2, verse 9. Praise God. And I have my study Bible here tonight. A friend gifted me this Bible. It's a wonderful Bible. It's based from the 1611 translation. Wonderful, wonderful study notes in it. And it's a wonderful Bible. Verse 9 of Romans. Romans chapter 2, verse 9. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doth evil, of the Jews first and also the Gentiles. So I tell you, there's a time of tribulation coming, and those that are not the bride of Christ are going to go into a tribulation. There's going to be a judgment time because they've rejected the oil. They've turned down the oil, and the foolish virgin will not go on the rapture. And I don't believe they're lost like some people preach. I do not believe that, because the Bible calls them virgins. A virgin is pure. Pure. They might be in a justified state, but they have not got the oil. There's three stages that has to take place to really be born again. Number one, justification. That's believing in Jesus Christ. Number two, sanctification. Will you clean yourself up? Number three, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Spirit, where that life comes in you and baptizes you and seals you, according to Ephesians chapter 4, you can read it, unto the day of redemption. Weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth will be the portion of every Christ rejecter when he comes. Those who have not owned the wedding garments when the King comes will be cast forth into outer darkness. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Praise God this evening. The Lord bless you, brother. I see some brethren tuned in from Pakistan. The Lord bless you all, my precious brothers and sisters. And anywhere you're tuned in over the world, the Lord bless you tonight. Here's an important thing this evening as we close this evening. Our brother Gary's going to sing. I love to have brother Gary and Sister Ruth and the children as well sometimes singing. I really appreciate it. Are you ready? Are you sealed with the Holy Ghost? You need the Holy Spirit. You say, I believe on the Lord and I'm saved. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. There is a baptism of the Holy Spirit that's separate from salvation. A baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm a Pentecostal by experience, not by denomination. I'm not associated with any denomination. I am a Pentecostal by an experience with God. I sought the Lord and waited before God, and he filled me with the Holy Spirit, just like the Bible. The Bible speaks of a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, you cannot be ready for the coming of Jesus Christ without the Holy Spirit. You can't even be an effective witness to others without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to baptize you. And you know, in baptism in the natural, every Christian shall be also baptized in water, according to Acts 2:38. You say the faith in the cross wasn't baptized, he never got the chance. But those of you that are saved, and if you've never been baptized in true Christian baptism in water, you need to come to the water and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, Acts 2:38. And then you will receive the promise, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit. I love what an old preacher said. I remember hearing him as a very young man when I was only in my very early teens. And he was called Joseph Smith. He was a great, wonderful preacher. An old man when I was just really a boy. And he said this, and I've used this often, and I want to say this to you this evening. I believe that many of the Pentecostal denominations went wrong when they made speaking in tongues the evidence. Now, I believe in speaking in tongues, but I do not believe it is initial evidence. of the baptism. I'll put it to you like Joseph Smith put it. Joseph Smith said when he went to the shop for the pair of shoes, he never ever once asked the shopkeeper for a pair of tongues. He asked the shopkeeper for a pair of shoes. And when he got the shoes, the tongues was in them. And I tell you, when you get the Holy Spirit, all the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit come with the genuine Holy Spirit. And God can use you in any gift. And the Bible tells us, covet earnestly the best gifts. Covet earnestly the best gifts. Now, don't tell me we don't need gifts today. I don't go for that. That's a false preaching if you believe that. I believe we need the gifts of the Spirit more than ever. On a five-fold ministry for the perfection of saints on the fruit of the Spirit. Now, don't tell me, brother or sister, we need the gift of healing more than ever. The gift of working in miracles. And I do believe in tongues. I believe in tongues. That it is a wonderful gift to edify the believer. And tongues interpreted is equal to prophecy. Absolutely. Absolutely. Many people don't believe in it. I'm sorry, I'm a Pentecostal. I make no apologies for that. Wigglesworth, William Branham, all them wonderful men of God were real Pentecostals. You know, William Branham actually said, I am a pedigreed Pentecostal. I think that's wonderful. Wonderful to be a pedigreed. Hallelujah! A pedigreed Pentecostal. Now, you don't have to join up to anything to be that. You need an experience with God. An experience. If you come sincere, if you come real, God will fill you. If you're not saved today, that's the first step. You need to come to the altar of Calvary. Then if you are saved, you need to come for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want to pray that God will fill people tonight over these airwaves. Will you put your thumb up or a sign up to me this evening if you want me to pray for you, that you would know the presence of the Holy Spirit right wherever you are right now this evening, the presence of the Holy Spirit coming in your room. If people's with you that don't believe, get by yourself in a room somewhere, in your bedroom, in your motor car. Get by yourself and get yourself ready to receive the mighty power of God upon your life. Praise God. I believe when you have crucified your flesh and you still can't get the breakthrough, there's a devil, a tormentor, that's tormenting you, that's coming against you. And I believe that Jesus Christ has given us as the true church power to cast out devils in his name, according to Mark 16. Will you bow with me this evening as I pray, as we come to the close of the service? We'll be on again Wednesday night, and next Sunday morning we'll have a brother Gary McKinstry bringing the word of God. And we appreciate brother Gary's faithfulness as well, singing each week and leading our services. We appreciate that. Come and support a brother next Sunday morning. And I'll be live again Wednesday night. Bow your heads with me this evening as I want to pray for you tonight. If you have a friend or a loved one in your room that's sick or afflicted, and you're with them, I want you to lay your hand over on them right now in the name of the Lord. Lay your hand over. If there's a husband and wife listening to me this evening, you're going through a difficult time. Yes, a husband and wife. I want you to join hands with each other right now. I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to rebuke that tormenting devil, that God will give you clarity and clear leadership and the direction that you want to go this evening in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight for your lovely presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, for the discerning of spirits, for the word of knowledge, for the gifts of healing, for the gifts of working in miracles, then for the fivefold ministry, pastors, evangelists, teachers, prophets, for the perfection of the saints. Lord, I see a couple this evening and I pray especially for them. for absolute clarity in leadership, in the decision they're making, and where they're going to go. Lord, I rebuke the devil that's coming against them. I come against that foul demon power. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I rebuke that enemy in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that a new strength and peace will come upon them right now. In Jesus' name, strengthen them, bless them. I come against the opposition that's trying to split them and trying to bring them down. I come against that foul devil tonight. In Jesus' name, devil, you are exposed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke your power right now. Lord, I pray for a woman this evening that's looking the Holy Spirit, that's went through a difficult time in her life. May the Holy Ghost come upon her. May the Holy Ghost fill her. Thrill her. Oh God, give her a mighty baptism of the power of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you for another sister right now. Lord, that's maybe get into the hospital. I pray that there's going to be a peace come upon her, that everything's going to go really well, and that there'll not be any problem like she thought or worried about, but that she'll be well, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for a young man this evening. Touch him. Deliver him. In Jesus Christ's name, I come against tormenting demon powers, that family curses, I break them. In Jesus Christ's name tonight, bring deliverance to your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, I love you this evening, and I praise you and worship you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask you, if there's anybody not saved, help them to come to Christ. Deliver them. Set them free. You promised that whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We thank you for your word. Bless, Lord, our brother Gary, his wife, his family, for the songs each week, his faithfulness. Bless all the brothers and sisters that come faithfully, for those that's tuned in tonight. Lord, for those that's listening in from other countries, bless them, strengthen them, meet with them, give comfort. Give strength. Overcome the devil. Break down every stronghold of the enemy over the lives of your children. In Jesus' name this evening. I pray for Brother Stephen for this time of bereavement and his family, that they'll give him strength and grace, all the family circle. May they know the comfort of the Holy Spirit this night. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, we commit it all to you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord bless you this evening. I want you to believe God tonight that God has spoke to you. Listen, brother. You know there's a couple of you have been through the mill. Through the mill. You know who I'm talking about. Pressure from family, from children. There's a release coming your way. That's thus saith the Lord. A release coming your way. God is going to turn it around. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Will you believe it tonight? Believe it tonight. The devil's a liar. God has given you the power. Tell the enemy to get back. Get back. Go back. In the name of the Lord. You're the head, not the tail. Jesus has bought you, purchased you with his own precious blood. Praise God. Brother Gary's going to sing for us one of my favorite songs. It's number 28 in my book, in my little thing here. Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to believe for a change, brother, sister.
Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just longer, and we'll all be
glad. Sing along with me. Tune in again, or the Lord calls us home. God bless you.